Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Scott Ferguson is our guest, a new friend, but not for long. He's the CEO of the World Trade Center Association, WTCA.org. He has been a successful leader of the World Trade Center organization, having spent a lot of time in Canada and Halifax and proving himself there. And now he's the leader, the CEO of the entire global association of World Trade Centers. And, you know, we know how that works around here. We have a lot of our Brain Trust members who run the trade groups, the associations for organizations that are spread across our country and around the world. Scott, thanks again for being here. I have been doing a lot of talking about trade, a lot more recently than even before, because I am so interested in the China negotiations, the European negotiations, the reworking of the NAFTA. I'm convinced, Scott, that if we can get a China deal that we can live with, that can be enforced, we get NAFTA redone. The Europeans tell me we're closer than many people think. We get those things done over the next year or so. I think this country hasn't seen the kind of economic expansion that we can achieve with those trade deals in our pocket. What do you think?
I totally agree. It's not. It's a matter of bringing the world closer together and working in a more collaborative manner. We've got a huge opportunity out of this country to engage more internationally, and those trade deals are key. You know, unfortunately, the last couple of years, there's been a number of disruptions, and I think we've all seen how unhelpful those things are. So I'm looking forward to getting some of these things nailed down.
Right, exactly. But I'm very hopeful of this. I've talked to people who are very much, who are pretty close to some of these trade deals. And I think, you know, whether you like him or not, whether you like the way he practices or not, I do believe that for the time, especially for the trade negotiations, I do believe that President Trump is the right man for this job. We need a strong negotiator while we're trying to hold China accountable for what we're negotiating with them. And I just want to get that out. You can weigh in on that if you want to.
No, I tell you, you know, we're a non-political organization,
right,
so I'll stay away from that. But I will say that it's important for us that our members are able to connect globally. And so the more trade activity, the more reduction in barriers there are, then the better it is for our members. So
one of the things that
I'll be very supportive.
Speaking of that, I talked to the manufacturers. I talked to the small business sectors. I talked to the agriculture folks. They're still giving this administration some slack, some leeway to continue to negotiate this. How about your members? How are they feeling? Are they feeling like we're moving in the right direction? It's worth the wait. It's worth a little pain right now to get something better on the other side?
You know what? Well, they're business people. I think they're well used to the idea of short-term pain for long-term gain. So
right.
I think that's how some would look at it. But, you know, you point to SMEs. And I know that's a big theme, and you're a big supporter, and that you're very knowledgeable on that topic. That's really key for our association as well, because
he's talking about,
I think SME,
folks, when he says SME, he's talking about us. He means small business. Go ahead, Scott. I'm having a little fun with you. Around here, we just say small business.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot in the paper these days on big business and big government and disruption.
Too much.
But you know, I think that the smaller business person doesn't get the attention that they deserve.
And I agree.
They know far better than I, because they're in the trenches more so than I am. But I can tell you they are our members, and I hear from them. And when you look at OECD countries around the world and you see some of the stats that we produced, over 70% of jobs are created OECD countries by small business. You get over 50% of the value add in those same countries by small business, yet they don't gain the attention, respect, or profile.
Well, 97% of exporters are small businesses.
Yeah.
In the United States.
But I tell you, it is, but at the same time, when you look at the number of SMEs that don't export, that's kind of a surprising end of it, because the majority of them don't. And I think that's for a lot of factors. That's because of scalability. That's because they're looking at local and regional markets.
Also capitalization. Capitalization is a big deal too, Scott, because I just had a member of the Western Union on yesterday talking about some of the challenges the small businesses face with their international payments and trying to get banks to be better partners with them in accomplishing international payments, so that small businesses don't feel like their cash is tied up indefinitely and they just can't afford to go that long without getting their money back.
No. And we see that, and that's why I think a network like the WTCA works quite effectively, because we've got a trusted network. We've got members who are engaged in all levels of business. And I go back to the earlier comment where these small businesses are located in cities around the world. And I know not all of them. Many of them are located also in rural areas. But it's an opportunity, I think, that we have in front of us to champion and support and work with SMEs. Many of our members, the members of our members, are small business. Mm-hmm. And I was in India last week and at a global economic summit, and I was there. The World Bank was there. Many other associations were. And it's incredible what they're doing in India to support the small business person. And I think that we all need to take a hard look.
Because of our 21-year simulcast, Scott, they're listening to you in China right now over the Internet on my show. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to let Scott run and tell us on the next segment. We're just going to let him run on how his organization works with companies just like yours. Tintel. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.